Seems there's a lot of people who refuse to or cannot understand this simple argument. Government using tax dollars to deliver students to the polls is government promoting the voting turnout of a specific set of voters, a voting demographic, over others not assisted. Such is inherently discriminatory, as much as if tax dollars were used to bus labor union members from a local plant to the polls while not doing so for other groups, other voting demographics. It's inherently discriminatory and thus bad and objectionable public policy, likely to be ruled illegal if litigated. Since many shallow people can't understand this argument based on their online and email comments and have it in their heads that it's a great thing that Hermley ISD drove seniors to the polls to vote in the Scurry County rollback election, let me change the word discriminatory to favoritism. It is government showing favoritism to a specific voting demographic, in this case young students, if it expends funds helping them to vote that are not spent for everyone, all other demographics equally. That's what Hermley ISD did and admitted to in a public statement. That some do not easily see why it's bad policy for public schools to bus students to polls, especially in West Texas, is shockingly disturbing. Based on some comments, this blind spot to propriety for some seems to relate to the cult of public schools, where anything and everything a public school does is somehow pure and honorable. Just because one thinks it a civic good to have young people vote doesn't override the duty of governments to remain neutral in the process. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.